for the Reese Rockets.
Turbush is looking to make, correct the mistake right now.
Jack Clancy being guarded by Turbush very tightly at the free throw line. Pulls up for the jump shot. This one's short, rebound brought in by Brechtelsbauer. Here come the Reese Rockets. That's the seventh rebound of this quarter. 4:28 on the evening for the Rockets. Gabe Robinson dribbling down his defender on the baseline, and he goes up, and he is fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for two shots. Foul goes against number 15, Colby Meeks, for the Bad Axe Hatchets. That's his second and team seventh. So, bonus for Reese for the remaining 3:49 in this ballgame at the free throw line. Gabe Robinson, the senior, shooting two. And as expected, that first free throw is good. He has 8 points, and now it's a one-point game, 37-36. As Jensen Emmerich replaces, that would be number three, Aaron Soles for the Bad Axe Hatchets. 37-36, Gabe Robinson trying to tie it up for the Reese Rockets with a free throw here. 3:49 left in regulation. And it's a tie ball game. 2-for-2 on that trip for Gabe Robinson. First tie in this ball game since the second quarter. Jack Clancy at the left wing now dribbles back out to midcourt, being guarded by Turbush again inside the lane. Layup is no good. Rebound still loose. And it's going to be out of bounds. Last touch by Brechtelsbauer, and it'll be Bad Axe ball.
That's two possessions in a row that Clancy brought it up, and he was not going to be passing that ball. Really needs to understand that this is the crunch time right now. 3:34 to go.
Colby Meeks needs to get that in before the five-second call. Now Cody Tulaski gets it to the left wing. Could have been tragedy there, especially with a dead ball turnover. Cody Tulaski inside the lane, out of control, somehow with the opposite hand, gets it to fall, falling away from the glass. He has 15, and Bad Axe is back out by 2 points again, 39-37. 3:10 remains. Over to the left wing to Jake Rao, into Gabe Robinson, left block, and he is fouled. He'll go back to the free throw line for, no, they're going to say, it's going to be two shots here. Cody Tulaski will, number 14, James Kervin, will draw that foul. That is, according to the board, his third. I have the second.
I have for two.
Okay, that's James Kervin's second. 8 team fouls. All right, looks like they're fixing it right now, perhaps. At the free throw line, shooting one and, no, it's shooting two, Gabe Robinson. Regardless, he made that first one. So he's now 3-for-3 from the free throw line in the evening, all coming in the last about 30 seconds. 39-38. Gabe Robinson trying to tie it up for the Reese Rockets, and no, he misses it. Rebound to Jensen Emmerich. 1 point lead for the Bad Axe Hatchets. 3 minutes remaining in regulation. Colby Meeks over to Jack Clancy, left wing, and retreating, slowing things down against Isaac Johnson. Clearing everyone out.
1 point ball game.
Now too high, and it's nearly stolen by Gabe Robinson into the hands of Cody Tulaski, right wing. Tulaski dribbling, trying to get it back to Clancy. Can't, but Tulaski goes down the right side of the lane. Finger rolls it in. Nice move and dive to the basket for Tulaski. He has 17. A three-point lead, 41-38. Check that, 41-40 as Brechtelsbauer from the left side in for two. The puppy is good, 41-40.
Turbush had a nice assist on that.
Colby Meeks at the right wing now retreats, gives it back, tries to give it back to Clancy. Instead, Meeks has it now at the top of the key. 2:15 left in the fourth. Rao against Meeks. 5-second count is on him. Meeks dribbles, and we have a 5-second violation as he did not advance to the basket, and that will be a turnover. 6th turnover for the Bad Axe Hatchets, 3rd in this quarter alone. Had no turnovers in the second, 1 turnover in the third. And now we have a timeout called by Brian Kern in the Reese Rockets. Looks like it's going to be a full timeout. 2:12 left in the fourth quarter. We'll stick with you here. 41-40, a one-point ball game. We've had been in for a treat so far in our second broadcast of this season. John Mooney, Brian Kern, 5th season as head coach for the Reese Rockets, has won 66% of his games coached for the Rockets. What's he setting up here for the Maroon and Gold?
Well, I'll tell you, with a veteran coach right now, is that he knows he's got to take that ball inside. You know, no more of this outside stuff. Let's go for the highest percentage shot that you can get. But he's also got the Hatchets on their heels. And so every time he takes the ball inside, it's, put your best foul shooter on the foul line. And to me, that would be Gabe Robinson. I had Gabe Robinson as a 75% free throw shooter. And so far, he's bored that out.
He's 3-for-4, yeah.
He's 3-for-4. So,
but I do like what they're doing is they're putting Robinson down in that left block. feeding it into him and then having him draw the foul. It's a smart play.
One of the things, too, is that if he does miss, there's always going to be somebody that's going to go ahead and clean it up, and it has been Breckelsbauer.
Yeah. At least 10 rebounds so far. And he'll be inbounding for the Reese Rockets at midcourt into Turbush, the freshman point guard across midcourt. 2:08 remains in the fourth quarter, and Jensen Emmerich got his hands on it, goes right out of bounds. And it's still that one-point ball game. Reese will now inbound right in front of us here at midcourt.
When you're this close, you can see the speed.
Yeah, Gabe Robinson inbounds to Turbush again. 2:05 remains. Across midcourt, dribbling to his left this time. Picks up his dribble back to Isaac Johnson. Isaac Johnson to Turbush. Calling this shot now to left wing to Rao.
They're working into Robinson. Robinson's got the ball right now.
At left wing, now at the free throw line, back out to Breckelsbauer for three. This one's short off the left side, and rebound brought in by Colby Meeks.
I don't think that was called in the huddle.
Sixth rebound for Bad X in this quarter. Reese has seven. Jack Clancy with a one-point lead for the Bad X Hatchets. 90 seconds remain in regulation.
The hot hand is Tulaski.
And Jack Clancy, who almost had a five-second call on him, he calls a timeout with a minute 28 remaining. It's a full timeout. We'll return in 1 minute right here. 41-40, Bad Axe leading with 88 seconds left in regulation by one. 41-40.
Hey, sweet phone you got there. Is that the new Android? Where did you pick that up?
I just picked it up at Thumb Cellular. I can't wait to show it off to all my friends back at college.
Whoa, hold on. Thumb Cellular? But you go to school outside of the Thumb. Aren't you afraid of the roaming?
Get with the times, man. That was like 10 years ago. Thumb Cellular has nationwide 4G coverage and no roaming charges throughout the entire United States.
Are you serious? No roaming charges anywhere in the U.S.? That's better than my provider, and they're a national carrier.
I think you should give Thumb Cellular another look. I love the super fast 4G LTE network, and they have a great selection of smartphones and tablets.
But you have an Android. I'm an Apple guy.
Don't worry. Thumb Cellular has the latest iPhones directly from Apple. Seriously, you need to check out Thumb Cellular, a Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky.
You love Thumb Cellular.
Jack Clancy gets the inbound for the Bad Axe Hatchets. Now he's dribbling around like a madman all the way around that perimeter. 41-40, Bad Axe leading by 1 point. Minute 15 left in regulation. Cody Tulaski now has it left wing, back up to Colby Meeks, top of the key. One dribble back to Jack Clancy. Almost had the backdoor cut there for James Kervin on the right side. Jack Clancy dribbling now gives it to, and he calls another timeout. And so it's a 30-second timeout called by Jack Clancy. So this gives Bad Axe just one timeout remaining. With 1 minute left. 1 minute exactly left here in the fourth quarter. And it's Bad Axe 41, Reese 40.
So the question is, can the Hatchets go ahead and take 60 seconds off the clock by not even taking a shot? I mean, putting the ball in the icebox, is that something they're going to be doing?
Well, here's the thing, though. Reese only has four team fouls, so they have a few fouls to give. So Reese or Bad Axe will have to keep continuing to inbound that foul.
And they're not just going to be a little ticky-tack fouls. If they're going to foul, they're going to be going for the ball.
Yeah. So 41-40, one-point ball game. Good atmosphere for an early January basketball game. Our second broadcast of the season.
A lot of championship implications in this game.
No kidding. Colby Meeks will inbound in front of the Bad Axe bench, left side of your radio, and he's trying to feed into Jack Clancy in the corner. There he is. The trap is on. Meeks now at the right block, and he is fouled. Excuse me, right wing, and it looks like this will go against number 10 for the Reese Rockets. Sean Wheel, and that's his first, team's fifth. So Colby Meeks will inbound right in the same exact spot, still leading except with 55.9 seconds left.
Oh, bad place.
And Jensen Emmerich is fouled immediately on the inbound. This goes against Sean Wheel again. That's his second, team sixth.
All right, they have no more to give now.
So it'll be 1-1 from here forward. Breckelsbauer sits down. He's being replaced by number 10, Sean Wheel. Excuse me, number 12, Darnell Davis. Cody Tulaski gets the inbound. He's dribbling down the left side of the lane, and he is fouled.
What's going on,
and
Gabe Robinson?
And this one looks like goes against Gabe Robinson. If so, that is only his third. And the team's seventh. So at the free throw line, shooting 1-1, Cody Tulaski, leading scorer in this ballgame. He has 17 points. Mind you, 13 of those come